Thing, and you're joining me for Energy Clearing for Life Force, my podcast. I'm very excited today because I got a great question thrown at me this morning early, and I thought I would respond to a question about what happens when they're not that into me. You know, am I perceiving someone being cold towards me? Interestingly, both one of my kids and one of my friends posed the same question this morning. So I thought, huh. And I listened to the whisper and I saw what came in and I thought I would share it with you because why not? So this is a tool for understanding what happens when someone is cold towards us or turns us down or chooses not to hang out with us or, you know, doesn't smile when we walk in the room. So something to remember is that it's never about you. It's always them. It's always their reaction is always their own reaction. And one of the things you can do is unplug from needing to control how people react to you, because really what you can focus on is the energy you give out and the sort of the love you give and the way that you are and how you operate. You can't actually control anyone else's way of being. Now, some people are really good at manipulation. So, of course, people can be manipulated. And there's a whole body of work on narcissism and narcissists that's kind of an interesting focus. But I just wanted to kind of give you your power back this morning. And well, it might be night or whenever you're listening. also, I'm going to say the show's decided to drop at 11:11 a.m. California time on Mondays and Thursdays. In case you were curious about the habits of when this show would come out, it's chosen to be two times per week at 11:11 a.m. California time. So you can start looking forward to that more consistently. And let's just go back into this whole thing of I walked into the room. You know, this is someone that I thought liked me. This is someone that I've worked with before or I've enjoyed their company before. And I really felt a palpable coldness. That was the exact situation I got thrown this morning. And so what I would say is you've moved out of resonance with that being. So it's probably, well, I mean, technically it's always going to end up for your own good. It's always in your own best interest. Whatever happens is always in your own best interest. So when you then send out like pleas of beggingness of please be my friend or please like me, it's actually going to turn off the faucet like even harder and even colder. So a different way to react would be to look at the scenario and look at their energy and go, huh, I'm really interested and what's happening with that person in sort of a curious way. And I'm not going to put any charge on whether or not they're in the same space as me energetically, whether or not they want to hang out with me. And it's hard if you're a pleaser, it's hard to be just neutral and let people do whatever that bleep they want because they're choosing all the time. People are choosing all the time. You're choosing right now to listen to my podcast, and I'm so grateful. And I know you have a lot of podcasts you could choose from, but right now, this is speaking to you. You got called to listen to this. So for some reason, like this episode was like pinging you to listen so that maybe something you could take from it to share with someone else or change the planet in some way for the better. Because as we tune into that space of like who we're being, and we're being as bright as we can, or lighting it up as much as we can, then it's sort of like a let the chips fall. And just watch and see who is attracted to you. And then focus your energy on nourishing the people that come to you, that desire to be in your space, that light up when you walk in the room. These are the people that are kind of like your now people. These are your tribe. So as you stop needing to be liked by people that are cold to you, as you stop having any requirement for them to be any different than who they are. This takes so much pressure off. In fact, it might even melt the icicles. Like not giving a flying potato. I have one child, I have three kids, and one of my children, she's so popular. Like people like her so much and she's so icy a lot and they work so hard then to like be her friend. And then I have another one that's so warm and friendly and some people just don't warm up to her and she works so hard. It's really interesting to see like the one that's more popular is the one that's sort of the colder one sometimes, like in ways of strange measuring if you were gonna try to like rank things like that. So I just wanna share with you today that you be you and you be your best you and you find those things to reach for that light you up and make you sing and make you turn you up and turn you on. And these are the things that we wanna put in front of our path so that our path can be lighter and brighter. And when there's someone that's sticking us or can't see our light or gets turned off when we're around, we want to give them 100% blank permission to reject us. We want to be, hey, okay, cool, you know, see it. Like that piece of knowing that those who resonate with you will and others won't, when you just let go of needing to be accepted by those that can't see you, you know, your life just changes for the better. And that's my podcast for today. I really appreciate you listening. It's called Energy Clearing for Life Force Podcast. And you can go to my website, Energy Clearing for Life. I also have a show called The Erica Glessing Show, which is all about creativity in the year 2020. It will be airing on Tuesdays, so you can listen for that if you like. It's an interview format, so it's a bit different than this one. And I'm just so glad you're alive and, you know, breathing today and being on the planet. And I look forward to connecting with you.